sad man laughing at the rain. A little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Runaway train, never coming back. Runaway train, tearing up the track. Runaway train, burning in my face. Runaway, but it always seems the same.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, having left the G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected, and so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz Company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Nationwide opioid settlements moving forward. Attorneys general from all 54 U.S. states and territories have reached a sweeping multi-billion dollar settlement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family over marketing and distribution of opioids. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced that Monday. A newly released audit of Milwaukee Public Schools shows a systemic staffing and management breakdown. The audit is the second of two commissioned by Governor Evers' office a year ago. It found that MPS is understaffed in key positions and grades, as well as a number of other problems. And the death of a farm worker in Jefferson County is being investigated. Friday near Lake Mills, the Wisconsin State Journal reports a 70-year-old man was roughly 50 feet on the outside of a silo to open a door to allow feed to be removed. Investigators say the man clearly fell and died at the scene. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon. Our high 83. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 64. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with heavy rain, an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Currently, it's 69.
Maximum hits.
We'll be right back. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:09 on Tuesday morning. We do have a little bit of an abbreviated morning show. We thank Chief Carlone for joining us this morning. We're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries at 8:30 this morning. So we didn't forget about them. We just had a few changes this morning with scheduling. So if you know someone celebrating birthdays or anniversaries, text those into us now at 608-355-9970. And, you know, Emily, I'm being supervised this morning.
Are you really? I heard there might be somebody else in there. What is happening? You got supervision? You got the chief of police up there, Dave? Are you getting yourself in some kind of trouble? Or?
Well, no, actually, I'm not in trouble with the police. They're actually, we're looking for you. Something about we're going around the corner on two wheels. Just kidding. See how quick I turned that around on you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I turned
yeah,
it around.
I see how that works.
Yeah, I see.
I'm pretty good at doing that as well, so you might want to be careful. A long history of semantics and turning the argument around. So
oh, gotcha.
Be very careful.
I thought you were talking about going around the corner on two wheels.
And no, so. That's you again. I think you've already told that story, so you're clearly busted because you literally have told that story on the air. You cannot turn that around on me.
Yeah. What'd you do now, Dave?
Oh, see, I told you it's supervision. So I've got Wendy in studio.
There it is.
Yep. So I've got my lovely wife in studio with me. So
can't catch a break to save her life these days. Puts me to work even
doesn't
when I'm trying
like
to get a five-minute nap.
Yes. Well, Wendy's had a kind of a busy week with, busy 2 weeks because
kind of?
She's been nice enough to give me rides back and forth. That's why Wendy's in studio this morning because I have to leave here by 8:50 because I have some follow-up appointments this morning.
If you're lucky, I'll let you out of the car.
Are you going to fasten the seatbelt this time?
I always fasten the seatbelt. I just sometimes forget to take it off again.
You see how that works, Emily?
And it doesn't, yeah, she's already down the block. She's in the store doing her thing, and you're just trapped in the car. It's just an accident. It's not on purpose.
Our friends at
sure,
the PD
Dave.
Said just to make sure I leave a note on the window so they don't get a call.
Why is that man stuck in that car and all the windows are shut and the engine's off? That's so weird.
He's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything. Just look away. It's fine.
Everything's fine. So, yeah. So we're going to quickly talk about this. People used to scoff at the idea of taking mental health days at work, and some still do. But here's another reason to abandon that attitude. And it has nothing to do with Wendy falling out of her chair this morning and the headphones flying.
I didn't fall out of my chair.
A new study.
What is happening?
My headphones fell.
I don't know if you guys like. I don't, yeah, all right.
This is why this. I didn't want to come on the air. I'm tired and my headphones fell off.
So a new study found working too many hours a week literally changes the structure of your brain, Emily. And so as we're looking at what researchers say about these brain scans, this is kind of interesting. I'll let you run with that part of it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna probably have some feelings here. Okay, researchers scanned the brains of 110 healthcare workers and split them into two categories, overworked and not overworked. They defined, quote, overworked as 52 hours a week or more. They found that working that much can cause, quote, significant changes in parts of the brain associated with executive function and emotional regulation. Ding, 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 ding. So not surprised by this.
No.
Okay, I'm really happy about this study. This is great. I'm going to send this around to a whole lot of people because
right.
I know a whole lot of people that still think 50 plus to 60 is expected and or otherwise you should feel bad about how much work you put in for the week. And that's baloney. So it can mess with your decision-making skills because you get emotional or fly off the handle a lot, and can also affect memory and attention span. So this is just the stuff that they're seeing kind of on a daily from some of these, you know, studies and interviews and things that they've done in terms of this research, but they didn't even have a chance to look at the long-term effects yet. They suspect that being overworked for years on end isn't great for your mental health. Duh. Especially if you work through the weekends and never take a vacation. So, yes, let's please give this a lot of thought here.
So not folks, familiar with any of
all
that.
Of you.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Well, and see,
I'm so familiar with this that I have already learned that all these problems exist and tried to change my life because of it, because I wasn't doing real well for a while. Working overtime. Yeah, too much.
And when you work 7 days a week, it takes its toll on you. And so I totally see where this study's coming from, because you need the time away from a computer. You need a time away from everything. And that is a good thing.
And each other.
Yes, and each other. I mean,
well, okay, so we're talking to a couple people here who work together, and a couple, meaning three, because I work also with my spouse. So
yep.
Time away from your work, quote unquote, and that person that you work with and live with, essential. You wonder if the four of us can even carry on a regular conversation, honestly.
Well, and I mean, you've got your man child, Rob. So.
That's what I mean.
I have my man child, Dave.
Yeah, be careful, Dave. You fit into that category right quick.
I'm right across the table, easy. Dave.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting Wendy's here.
Right here.
And so that's kind of, you know, and so I totally get where it's coming from. That's what I like about working here. I mean, and that was one thing they were very clear after my incident, to make sure I was taking the proper time and not overdoing it. I said, well, we've got to get through the parade. Once we get through that, yes, I totally get that. But there's certain things you just have to push through. I can tell you, by the time the parade got over Saturday afternoon, we got done with lunch, we were done. I think I fell asleep for a little while in that comfy chair.
We didn't just fall asleep. We passed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And that's the thing. Sometimes, sure, you have the kind of work that you do need to push through big events or big things and then give yourself some time, you know, like it's like a roller coaster, right? But there still needs to be some mellow time. You can't just then have to go run back in full speed. So, yeah.
No, it totally makes sense.
Not good for you, as we all know.
No, and it takes its toll on you, and that time away is good. And so I always look forward to that. I mean, I can honestly say Sunday, I didn't even touch a computer for most of the day, which was nice because I'm just like, nope, not doing it. Just going to take that time away and do other things. And it was nice just to sit down and relax. And, you know, granted, I didn't have a lot of choice in the matter either, but I totally get that as well. But again, part of that healing process is making sure you take that proper time as well, which is important too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The studies about stress that have come out in the last 15 years or whatever are just, I mean, it's astronomical how much that affects every single part of your mental, physical, and emotional health. So you can't heal if you're under a bunch of stress, because your body is operating at fight or flight mode when you're in a high stress situation that doesn't dissipate. So you are literally having your blood pressure is going higher. Your brain is not functioning regular. Your blood is speeding through your body. There's all kinds of things that are happening with your cells. I mean, I'm no doctor, but I've read a lot about this, and I can't really even come up with some of the language right now. But there's a long list of things that are physically happening to you in your nervous system that then affect your emotions, your brain. And if those things are happening physically, there's no way that your physical can actually go back to a place of health if you're already injured or already in a bad way with some kind of something else going on physically, right? So that you can't heal if you're working too hard. I mean, that's just the way it is. So it's taken me a very long time to learn this kind of stuff. I was always like, just go hard, you know, but I'm just not there anymore, because I see people around me be affected by stress, overworking, and then they're kind of, their life just goes by in a blur, and they're like, what happened to the last 15 years? It's like, I'm not doing that. Got to try to enjoy every day, right?
Absolutely. Dave, you're not familiar with high blood pressure, are you?
No, not at all. No, definitely not. No, not at all. Yeah.
Dave, okay, this is what I tell my husband, too. We kind of want you around for a little longer, so yes. Can you, you know, switch gears a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
With lots of things?
Oh, yeah, I definitely am and learning those lessons pretty quickly here. So, yeah, that's definitely on one of those things to make sure that gets taken care of and looked at and just slowing down a little bit. And I've definitely been trying to do that in the past few days here, because it's one of those trying to be just a little bit more regimented, and they're so great here. I mean, we work for such a great workplace here, and they don't want us doing that. They want us taking care of ourselves. They want us taking that time. And so we are very fortunate to have employers like we do here that say, hey, make sure you're taking the time off. And if you don't, you do get a reminder as well, come to find out. So I appreciate everyone within Civic Media and the Max FM organization from that standpoint. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that makes them stand out, because having worked for other media companies, that was not at all part of the work atmosphere, environment, or expectation. It was honestly opposite. It was go, go, go. I mean, that is historically how the media kind of operates, and just this like high stress, high function, high whatever kind of atmosphere without any opportunity for work-life balance or break or whatever. But historically, we've seen that kind of atmosphere to work in is bad for your health. So Civic Media stands out. In my lifetime, when I worked in different media companies, that was still alive and well, was this kind of toxic situation in which you're supposed to just throw everything aside for what you were doing for the media. And that's not okay. So I'm so glad that Civic Media stands out and does that differently, because that's not the case for other companies out there. I'm not going to throw anything under the bus at all. I'm just saying from my personal experience, it was not, work-life balance was not valued.
No,
so this
not
is
at all.
Civic Media is so exceptional for that reason.
Most definitely. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to be back in 9 minutes. And we're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. So if you know someone celebrating, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. So in 9 minutes, we're celebrating those birthdays and anniversaries. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It's time for a little Bruce Springsteen this morning. Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen will be back with you in 9 minutes to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries with Dave, Emily, and Wendy in the morning.
last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried love, love, love. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. When I'm tired and lonely, she sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more.
FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Don't forget about our flash sale over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big till 9 a.m. this morning. Half off a $20 certificate to Little Market and more. That certificate's just $10 this morning until 9 a.m. Take a trip to Little Market and more to find delicious produce, flowers, crafts, and more. Again, this is a flash show going on to 9 a.m. over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. It is 8:29 on June 17th, and we're going to celebrate celebrity birthdays. And Emily, who do you see on our list today?
Sure. So, wow, June 17th already. I cannot believe that we're that far into June. Crazy. Okay. KJ Appa is 28 today. Archie on Riverdale. We also have Monica Barbaro is celebrating a birthday, who is turning 35. I don't know that show. Arnold's daughter, Emma on FUBAR. Don't know that show, but I'm sure it's great. Kendrick Lamar, I do know this dude, 38, Pulitzer Prize winner and artist to the stars. Such a good artist. Oh, love his music. Tramell Tillman is 40. Seth Milchick on Severance. That's a great show. Real creepy. He is also in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Jodie Whittaker is 43 today, the first female Doctor Who, a.k.a. the 13th Doctor. Dave, who do you see on this list today?
Well, we have another one from Doctor Who. Arthur Darvill is 43. Doctor Who fans remember him as Amy Pond's husband, Rory Williams, and fellow companion for the 11th Doctor. So we've got that connection going on today. Venus Williams, 45. Tennis star extraordinaire, Will Forte, 55. He's Matt Gruber and The Last Man on Earth. And then we also have Jason Patrick, 59. Corey Haim's brother in Lost Boys, Sandra Bullock's love interest in the franchise, Killing Speed 2 Cruise Control. And I left that in there because, yeah, Speed 2 was absolutely a horrible movie.
I don't even think I saw the whole thing because I loved the first one so much. I think I was just so disappointed. I was like,
yeah.
What I didn't know about Jason Patrick, though, is I'm a fan of his because Lost Boys is like one of my all-time favorite movies. But that he's this grandson of Jackie Gleason. I did not know that.
I didn't.
That's crazy.
Either. The more you know.
Who knows? Yeah. Well, and I guess his dad was also in The Exorcist. So their family's just up in all the Hollywood business. That's kind of lucky. But sometimes it's just how it works. If you got people in the industry, it's easier to get into the industry. Or you might have the talent within your bones. Who knows? Aaron and Diane Murphy are 61. They shared the role of Tabitha on Bewitched. They were fraternal twins, though, not identical ones. So interesting. That's harsh, man.
Yeah, because they started looking less alike. As they got older, I remember this.
One of them got fired and the other one got to keep the job. That's really sad.
Yeah.
Show business. Rough life.
Rough life. Greg Kinnear is 62. Little Miss Sunshine, as good as it gets. Thomas Hayden Church, 65. He's been in a few, like HBO's Divorce. Bobby Farley, 67. The less famous Farley brothers, let's just go with that. Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber, Shallow Hell, and so forth. Mark Lynn Baker, 71. Cousin Larry on Perfect Strangers. I'll let you take the next one.
Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry.
Joe Piscopo, everyone. 74. I don't know what this line means. I did not know that this happened to him, but still the biggest cautionary tale for actors who are thinking about prematurely leaving Saturday Night Live for film careers. Careful out there. You might want to stick to comedy. No, just kidding. That's not my opinion. I don't know. But Barry Manilow is 82. True living legend behind Copacabana.
Copacabana.
I do love that song. I mean, the history behind the Copa is so interesting and wild and crazy. But yeah, Barry is well known for his suave but questionable polyester wardrobe. So, no, I don't know if it was polyester, but man, some of those jackets he wore, the plaid and stuff, it was really sharp. But I think it looked like it was like wool. Like some of that stuff.
It didn't look
comfortable. How are you up on stage singing right now? Yeah, like sweating, just like. Blah. And then Newt Gingrich is still with us, folks. He's 82 as well. Former Speaker of the House from 95 to 99. So I remember that name was around a lot back in the day.
And we do have one local celebrity birthday. Sean Del Marks is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to Shawnee today. So
happy birthday, Shondell. I just love you. We met,
fantastic.
We're like instant BFFs. I love Shondell so much. So talented and so sweet and wonderful and such just great spirit. Happy birthday, Shondell.
Yes, she's so awesome. So I wanted to make sure we got that one in there today. All right, Emily. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at our community calendar, some sports and weather, and then we're going to get Fallout Boy in, and then you and I are going to be back to talk about calendar days because I have to be on the move this morning, so...
Yep, and it takes you longer to move nowadays, so you better
give yourself
a minute. No rushing. That's off limits.
Nope, no rushing. So we'll be back in about, we'll say 7 minutes after Fallout Boy. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best. best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The 13th annual Strides Against Diabetes 5K Fun Run and Walk from the Baraboo Lions Club is going to be held on Thursday, June 19th. Race will start from Tumble Rock Brewery and Kitchen. Race begins at 6 p.m. Join them in their mission to raise awareness and educate individuals of all ages about diabetes. Your support will not only continue to foster understanding, but also help fund the Baraboo Lions Club Foundation's vital community projects focusing on eye health and diabetes education. The run is $25 for adults, $20 for youth, 12 to 17, and then children 11 years and younger will be $15. To find a sign-up link and get all the details, visit baraboolions.org. It's time for the 5th annual Summer Solstice Festival in Prairie du Sac. Celebrate the longest day of the year with great food trucks, live music, beer gardens, sport tournaments, kids games, and so much more. The event is going to be held all at the Culver Community Park. Festivities will begin with kids' activities at 11 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. Food trucks will run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and the beer gardens will be open until 9 p.m. Sean Chell will be performing from 11 a.m. until 2. The Gem City Sideshow will be from 2 until 5. And Old Soul Society will perform from 5:30 until 9. To get signed up and find out more details on events like the pickleball tournament, you can check out Summer Solstice Festival on Facebook to find the link. Again, this all goes down Saturday, June 21st from 11 a.m. into the evening. And it's time once again for Reedsburg Butterfest. It all gets started on Wednesday, runs through Sunday. You can get the complete lineup of all the events and details by checking out ButterfestReedsburg.org. The 2025 Butterfest Parade will be held on Saturday, June 21st, stepping off at 10:30. Don't miss the Butter Run, Butter Jam, the Little Miss Butterfest annual tradition, live pro wrestling, and so much more. Again, check out the schedule at ButterfestReedsburg.org.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open. And taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon. Our high 83. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 64. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with heavy rain, an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Right now, it's 70.
Baraboo's maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Am I more?
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:43 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We're going to go quickly through calendar days because I do have to step out for a few moments. And so we're going to cruise right on through those. But it is Nursing Assistance Day today. And I want to take a moment and recognize that one because they do so much work. They're the nurses who save countless lives, and they work alongside nurses to assist patients with their daily living needs. So thank you to all of our nurses assistants out there, Emily.
Absolutely. Yeah, that, I mean, everyone that I know that works in the healthcare field, I just do the bow down to them because it is unbelievable work that people do. And we, especially in our little small group of the Morning Show family, are very thankful for that lately. So we do appreciate you. I'm not sure what this means, but I'm going to go ahead and read this one. National Dump the Pump Day. Does that mean don't drive or don't use cars with gas? Not sure what that means, but
well,
I think so.
It encourages
commuters
to forgo their cars by using public transportation to save fuel and time.
So, yeah, definitely. I kind of love that. There's lots of other ways to get around. So if you have a choice, sometimes choose not the car. Today would be one of those. Sometimes you have to, you know, give yourself a little more time and whatnot, but that's okay. Because then you'll have time for National Apple Strudel because it's National Apple Strudel Day. So those are, I am not a sweets person much, but I do like myself some apple strudel. Really anything with apple in it, because apples aren't so sweet sometimes. So yeah, and you can do them up with like some cinnamon or nutmeg or something, which isn't as sweet. So
That sounds
sugar. Really, really good.
You and I are thinking the same way this morning. It's also
I am. I was thinking about a pastry. Anyways, National Stewart's Root Beer Day. So Stewart's Root Beer is like a special brand that I don't know that I'm familiar with. Are you? Or is that the old school one?
No, I am not either. So I'm going to click on that one because now I'm curious. But I saw the National Stewart's Root Beer Day and I saw a big frosty mug of root beer. And you know, it's a hot summer day and you want to drink something cool. And it's a Stewart's Root Beer.
I think it's the old school one. It's got like the fancy bottle.
Yep. And it sells, they sell different flavors. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And they're okay. Yep. They're in classic. They're Fountain Classic. Yep. So it's the classic fountain chain days. So remember those sure. It's also Global Garbage Man Day. So we thank all of our garbage persons out there as well. And this one is a good one. It is National Eat Your Vegetables Day. So you're supposed to be eating all those vegetables. And, you know, a great way to do that is go to the farmer's market every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square, right in front of the Weicker Great Day Building at the corner of 3rd and Oak here. You just go out on Oak Street and you can get your vegetables and celebrate National Eat Your Vegetables Day tomorrow.
Well, and you know what? There's something exciting happening this week as well. If you somehow miss the farmer's market or want to do more marketing, come on into the Weicker Great Day Building starting at 5 p.m. this Thursday. Every month this summer, there will be a market indoors. So there will be, it's similar to the winter market that was indoors. A lot of the same vendors, some different ones. It's going to be in the lobby of the Weicker Great Day Building, and it'll be beginning at 5 o'clock and go all the way till 9, I believe. And that is going to be, you know, kind of coinciding sweetly with the concerts outside on the square there. So definitely pop on in. Also wanted a quick mention and plug, it's the very first Make Music Baraboo annual event. So they do this in cities all over the country. It's the first one for Baraboo. There is going to be music. So go on to Make Music Baraboo. There's venues all over town, meaning there'll be musicians. Sometimes they play in people's yards, sometimes inside places, blah, blah, blah. I don't know where they all are going to be playing on Saturday, but I do know there's already 5 musicians booked to play in the lobby there on the piano and other instruments. We will have a live PA set up. So there will be things happening for electric connections and plug-ins for the performers. So we'll have the door open. So come on in and see some music for free. Check out some local music and definitely support Make Music Baraboo. That's this Saturday, the 21st, I believe. The whole shebang starts at like 11 a.m. and goes till 10 p.m. Our first show, I believe, is at noon, but they're still adding. So just hop onto the website, Make Music Baraboo, and you will find out the details of what's going on around town. It's all about supporting local music, local business, local farmers, and local makers.
And as a reminder, as part of the concerts on the square this Thursday night, Oak Street will be closed from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for that celebration as well. So just want to make everyone aware of that. Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. It'll be halfway through the work week.
All right. And we'll be back to somewhat of a regular schedule because we've been bopping all over the place. But you know what? Yes. That's how we roll. We're good at it. So we can all the things all the time.
Exactly. So thank you so much for being here, Emily, this morning and your flexibility. We appreciate you. Good luck with everything today as well.
Same to you, sir. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Talk to you in the morning.
Talk to you tomorrow. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Mad City Funk. They play popular songs by artists such as James Brown, Stevie Wonder, Kool & the Gang, Michael Jackson, The Temptations, and more, along with some of the band's own original funky compositions. Mad City Funk is an energetic, dance-oriented group. They bring the funk. You bring the dancing shoes. Sponsorship information at BaraboOConcerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
99.7
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Deluge in a paper cup.
times are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Towing my car.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740.